beef numbers were up 3%, which brings us right there at that 5% growth over last year's record. And the real key on beef is the broad-based growth across quite a few different markets. We had, of course, China continues its good trend lines, but we also got, you know, Taiwan, Philippines, Japan, Middle East, Caribbean, like I said, broad-based growth. On the pork side, as expected, we were down again because, you know, mainly because of China, down about 20% for April, which is consistent with the first quarter. We have large record-breaking months we're comparing to in 2021. We see China, you know, improving later in the year. Lamb was up. We continue to see trend lines up as it relates to Mexico and Caribbean in particular, and hopefully those trend lines can continue.